The Oscar nominations are being announced in Beverly Hills as we speak, and joining us live with a complete breakdown now, WTOP film critic Jason Fraley. Jason, we got some good films on this list, don't we?
Yeah, the year came on strong down the stretch. All right, so for these just got announced, so here we go. So for Best Picture, we have Steven Spielberg's Lincoln.
This moment now.
We also have Ben Affleck's Argo.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Alan Arkin's great there. Yeah. Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Who the man?
I'm the man.
A little indie flick that took over Sundance.
Yeah.
We also have Catherine Bigelow's Zero Dark Thirty.
Looking forward to that.
You really believe this story? Osama bin Laden.
It's about the hunt for Osama bin Laden. We have Silver Linings Playbook, mm-hmm. which is a rom-com with Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence. We have Les Miserables, the musical, who's directed by the same guy that made The King's Speech. We have Life of Pi, Ang Lee. We have Amour, an Austrian film by Michael Haneke. Mm-hmm. And finally, Django Unchained with Quentin Tarantino's movie.
All right, it doesn't look like we have any surprises when it comes to Best Picture nominees that are out this morning. Jason, what about actor and actress? How are we shaping up there?
Well, for actor, I think everyone's pretty much zeroing in on Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln. I mean, anyone that sees this movie realizes that he's just off the charts. He brings this historical figure to life. Joaquin Phoenix gets in there for The Master, and I think we got a cut for that, of that.
I know you're trying to calm me down, but just say something that's true.
That performance is crazy, but he's also benefiting off of Philip Seymour Hoffman. Denzel Washington gets in there for Flight, Hugh Jackman for Les Mis in a singing role, and a surprise, probably surprise, biggest surprise, Bradley Cooper for Silver Linings.
That was a fun movie.
Yeah, now for actress, we got Naomi Watts for The Impossible, Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings, Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty, and then the coolest part, I think, Emmanuel Riva, this 95-year-old actress for Amour, going up against Beasts of the Southern Wild, Quvenzhané Wallace, who's only 9. So look at the age difference there. It's cool she gets to go.
You know where I think the greatest competition's going to be? In the supporting actor category. Boy, are there some good names in there with great performances.
Yeah, look at these guys. Christoph Waltz for Django, who he won for Inglourious Bastards. He was great. Philip Seymour Hoffman for The Master.
He's great in everything.
Robert De Niro for Silver Linings Playbook. Alan Arkin, who's just hilarious for Argo. You heard
Alan
his
Arkin
cut earlier.
Fabulous.
And Tommy Lee Jones for Lincoln. So these are all repeaters. We've seen them around for a while. So that's
any of them could win. They're all good.
It's going to be a cool category to watch.
What about Best Director?
Best Director, we have David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook. He made The Fighter a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Ang Lee, Life of Pi. Steven Spielberg for Lincoln. Michael Haneke for Amour. I love this guy. He made this movie Cachet a couple years ago. And then Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild. He could score the upset.
You have a favorite here?
For movie, it always comes down to me between Lincoln and I just had a chance to watch Zero Dark Thirty again last night on the big screen.
Right.
Second time I watched it. First time was on a screener DVD. But on the big screen, it blew me away again. I sat there and I was like, this is amazing. Zero Dark Thirty, a more thrilling first ride. Lincoln, though, I think might, the more you watch it three times later, I think we're going to keep getting more
Sally
out of
Field
it.
Was so good in there,
lean
too.
In, listen, and learn from this guy. Yeah. He's teaching us stuff.
Yeah,
that's
I think
awesome.
You're right.
Oh, we love movies. And the by the way, we were finding out a little earlier this year that we normally find out what the nominees are.
Yeah, the Oscars aren't until February 24th. They're trying to preempt the Golden Globes, which are Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But the silver lining, if to use a quote from a movie this year, is that it'll give us more time to go check them out. So maybe we'll have a little more skin in the game by the time the Oscars air.
Awesome stuff.
Very nice.
Thanks, guys.
Jason Fraley, our film critic.